Hello, and welcome to the teaching ministry of Faith Word Fellowship, where faith in the Word leads to a more intimate fellowship with God. We're excited to bring you this teaching of Mark Roberson, pastor of Faith Word Fellowship, where we're building people of vision, people of valor, and people of victory. Now let's join Pastor Mark as he delivers this week's teaching.
Thank you for hastening your word to perform it. Thank you for confirming your word with signs following. Thank you that you said your word will not return to you void, but it will accomplish that which you please. It will prosper where it has been sent. So I say like the psalmist David, thy word have I hid in my heart that I may not sin against you, that I may not doubt you nor second guess you. No, Lord, I trust you. So I give you praise this morning. I thank you for this word that you've given me. Trust you to give me utterance, to speak it clearly. I trust you to give me the conviction to release an impartation on this day. I give you praise for all the victory that'll come from this word being shared in Jesus' name. And all God's people say amen.
Amen.
All right. In Matthew 21, take another look at Matthew 21 as we talked about, and I read this to you about the triumphal entry of Jesus. I just want to pull a couple of scriptures, and then I'm going to take you to my main scripture text. Okay. My main scripture text is going to come from Psalms 24, but I want you to see Matthew 21. And I just want to pull a couple of verses here. And it said this, let's look at verse number 9. And the multitudes that were before and that followed cried, saying, Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. And then verse 10. And when he was come into Jerusalem, all the city was moved, saying, who is this? I had this thought a lot of times when I ask the Lord about, specifically when it comes around Resurrection Sunday and Palm Sunday and this season that we're in. I know I could preach a regular Easter Sunday, Palm Sunday message, but I'm always asking the Lord for something that applies to you and I so that it can work. You know, we want the word to work in our lives.
Amen.
Now we can be satisfied, which we had been years. We can be satisfied with just getting an Easter message and a Palm Sunday message and go home and say, I've been to church. But the thing is, I know you're like me. I always want to know how to make my life work. I don't like to struggle, stress, and strain and not know how to overcome it.
Right.
So I had this thought kept resonating on the inside of me, even through me and Cheryl celebrating our anniversary. It just kept resonating. And it's from these simple words, this simple phrase, the King of Glory. Mm-hmm. The King of Glory. Now, we see the triumphal entry of Jesus in Matthew 21. This is the beginning of what we would call, as I mentioned already, Holy Week. The people, and here's the thing that I want you to catch before I'm going to take you to another passage of scripture before I take you to my main scripture text, which is Psalms 24. We're going to now go to Zechariah chapter 9. But everyone look here before you start turning. Come on, look up here. I want you to see this. The people celebrated Jesus not knowing what Jesus was carrying for them.
Amen.
So you can't be part of a celebration and totally miss out on the power of the revelation. What he's carrying for you. Mm-hmm. See, the Bible says here that we read in verse 10, all the city was moved But they were not moved because of the power of the revelation. They were moved simply out of curiosity. Who is this? I want you and I to know how to be moved by what Jesus is carrying for us. No matter what you're facing. Look at Zechariah chapter 9, real quick. Zechariah chapter 9. Zechariah chapter 9, verse 9. I'm going to go ahead and read it for time's sake. I'm reading from the New King James Version. It says, "Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout, O daughter of Jerusalem. Behold, your king is coming to you." Now, Zechariah prophesied hundreds of years about Jesus' triumphal entry. This is that prophetic word. "Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout, O daughter of Jerusalem. Behold, your king is coming to you. He is just and having salvation." Who does he have salvation for? You and I. And that word salvation encompasses healing, deliverance, soundness, wholeness, provision, prosperity, security, and safety. He was carrying this. In other words, what I'm saying to you, as he was riding that colt and donkey into Jerusalem, and they were spreading out the palm leaves and the branches and their clothes, they didn't know their answer was carrying their solution if they would have only believed. But they celebrated, watch this, they had a celebration without an expectation. They had a celebration without an expectation. So now here we are, Palm Sunday 2022, leading up to Resurrection Sunday 2022. You're going to celebrate he was raised. But to what degree, or let's ask it this way, how strong is your expectation in your situation that he got up for you? He is just and having salvation, lowly and riding on a donkey, a colt, the foal of a donkey. Zechariah prophesied of this triumphal entry, and it came to pass. Now, let me inject this right here. Why have you stopped expecting a prophetic word you've caught? Why have you stopped expecting it from coming to pass? Whether God spoke to you in your prayer time, whether God spoke to you through a preacher, whether hands were laid on you and a prophetic word was given. Because, listen, every time, what did I say?
Every
time you get discouraged in life, depressed in life, distressed in life, down about your life, you've lost sight of the prophecy that was given to you. So you, just like those people, had a celebration without an expectation. You've been living as a Christian without the right expectation. And you thought that he was going to do it in spite of you. No. The King of Glory. The King. So today, I want to build some expectation.
Amen.
I just want to help us to have a celebration with the right expectation so we can see his demonstration.
Amen.
Lift your hands and say, "Lord, demonstrate for me. Lord,
demonstrate.
Lord, demonstrate." Come on, Zoom. Lift your hands and say, "Lord, demonstrate for me." And now say this. Now say this. Say, "Lord," lift your hands and say, "Lord,
now make me
a demonstration
of your goodness to others.
Yeah. See, it's not just about your life being impacted, but you're willing to be available to carry an impact for others. Okay, let's go. Let's go to our main scripture text, Psalms 24. Psalms 24. So what are we talking about today? The King of Glory. The King of Glory. So Jesus, as the King of Glory, we see him in his triumphal entry, but watch this. By him being the King of Glory, he's carrying glory for those who will receive it. You didn't get that. He's carrying glory for me. That's how I can face tough times. Listen. No matter what challenges you face in life, Jesus is the King of Glory, the Lord strong and mighty, the God of the angel armies. Look at Psalms 24 and look at this one verse, verse number 10. It says, who is this King of Glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of Glory. Let me ask this question again. Let me read this verse again. Who is this King of Glory? The Lord of hosts. Now watch this. The Message Bible translates the Lord of hosts as the God of the angel armies. Who is this King of Glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of Glory. Yes. So now ask yourself this question today. What demonstration of glory is Jesus wanting to do for me today? What manifestation of glory is Jesus wanting to take place for me today? What impact or release of glory is Jesus wanting to flow through me to others today? Have I, this is you asking him this question, Lord, have I been short-circuiting the manifestation of your glory in my life, the King of Glory? And one of the things that will short-circuit things from flowing in the spirit realm is loss of expectation. Okay? No matter what challenges you face, you got to see and understand that Jesus, who is the King of Glory, who is the Lord strong and mighty? Everyone say, he is?
He is.
The Lord. Strong and mighty. Look at verse 8 of that psalm. Psalms 24, verse 8. Now, I know I went out of order, but there was a reason for that. It says, who is this King of Glory? The Lord strong and mighty. Look at this. The Lord mighty in battle. Wait a minute. Who is he mighty in battle for? Me, us. So that means that now I have to approach challenges in life, problems in life, pressures in life, pains in life, from the place of knowing that the King of Glory, just like he entered into Jerusalem triumphantly, he has entered into my life with the same degree of triumph. So just like he never loses, I will never lose. Everyone say, I never lose. I never lose. I never lose. Who is this King of Glory? The Lord strong and mighty. The Lord mighty in battle. Now, here's the question. To what degree do you believe it? How often have you faced situations and challenges in life and thought you were by yourself? How often have you given in to feeling down, discouraged, in the dumps because you thought you were by yourself? How often have you felt helpless or even hopeless because you thought you were by yourself? That means you lost sight of that the same way Jesus entered into Jerusalem triumphantly, he also entered into my life triumphantly. Glory. Glory. He came to make a difference to those people. But just like they were moved out of curiosity, how many times have you been moved out of discouragement? My thing, the good news that I want to share with you today is don't lose sight of the King of Glory. Now, here's something he was carrying. Go with me in your Bibles to John 16. Here's what he was carrying. That day he entered into Jerusalem triumphantly, he was carrying this, and he hadn't even died yet. Watch this. Glory to God. Listen. I wrote something in my Bible. Let me see when I wrote it. I wrote this back in 2018. And it's simply a prayer. I put it in my Bible. Watch this, Latrice. And it says this. Father, open my eyes to a new depth of how you love me. Then I went on to say, cause me to go to a new depth of activation and execution because of your love. I think we ought to pray that today.
Amen.
Now, I prayed that to him over 4 years ago. I'm seeing some results. I think we ought to pray today. But I want you to hear. Now, get ready to Zoom because all of us are going to do this together. But I want y'all to hear what you're praying. Okay? So I'm going to read it again. This is just a simple prayer I wrote in my own Bible. And just so y'all know the date, it's dated January 7th, 2018. So listen to it. Here's the prayer. Father, open my eyes to a new depth of how you love me. Cause me to go to a new depth of activation and execution because of your love, in Jesus' name. That's the prayer. Now that you heard, I really want you to hear what you're asking him to do. Now, before we pray it, you got to answer this question to yourself. You got to answer, what has hindered me from being activated in what God wants me to walk in? What have I talked my own self out of that I didn't think I was worthy enough to do? How have I been seeing myself that's hindering me from a level of execution in God that he's made available for me? You got to answer this. Y'all hear me say many times, you are your own worst enemy. And see, here's the thing about it. We always see where we are, and we want people to understand why we're there. Instead of allowing people to pull you up from where you are, because you know that's not where you're supposed to be. Come on. You ready to pray? Because this type of prayer comes after your comfort zone. This type of prayer comes after what you've been hiding from. This type of prayer comes after your excuses. And now once you pray it in the realm of the Spirit, it is, watch this, it is like light shining on you because you're calling for something, you're not living now, but you want to go. The folks in the old school used to say it like this, Lord, I want to go, show me the way. Take me by my hand and lead me on. Then they would say something like this: shine your light on me and see if you could find anything in me that shouldn't be. Then I'm asking you to take it out, Lord. Well, he can't take nothing out that you don't want to let go of. Look at somebody say, stop hiding, stop hiding, stop hiding. Come on. Look at somebody say, stop hiding, stop hiding, stop hiding, stop hiding, stop hiding, stop hiding. Come on, you ready to pray now? You ready to pray? You ready to pray? I done set you up. I done set you up.
Get on your mark.
Oh, God. Listen, you really don't know what will take place when an invasion occurs. I know you at John 16.
Yes, sir.
You stay there. I'm going to read something from Psalms 24. I'm going to read something from Psalms 24. Wait a minute. I know we haven't prayed yet. Oh, Jesus, you all haven't seen nothing yet. I'm going to read something. Ah, Jesus. From Psalm 24. Oh, Lord. Watch this, y'all. I'm going to read it from the Message Bible. But now hear what the King James Bible says. In verse number 7 of Psalms 24, it says, lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lift up, you everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Well, the Message Bible says it like this: wake up, you sleepy-head city. Wake up, you sleepy-headed people.
Jesus.
King Glory is ready to enter. Who is this King Glory? God armed and battle ready. Verse 9. Wake up, you sleepy head city. Wake up, you sleepy head people. King Glory is ready to enter. Who is this King Glory? God of the angel armies. He is King Glory. Let's give him a praise. Let's give him a praise. You ready to pray?
Yeah.
Come on, lift your hands right where you are. Come on, Zoom, lift your hands right where you are. Every eye closed. Every eye closed. Come on, Zoom. You got to focus on him. This is a serious matter between you and Jesus. Now, with hands lifted and eyes closed, and you're closing your eyes because you refuse to be distracted. You refuse to lose sight of what he's wanting to do. The King of Glory wants to release something in your life today that causes impact, influence, and an impartation. Say this after me. Father,
open my eyes
to a new depth
of how you love me.
Think about it. Think about it. Open my eyes to a new depth of how you love me. Now pray the rest. Say this: Lord, cause me to go to a new depth of activation and execution because of your love. In Jesus' name. Now just worship him right there. Just worship him. Just worship him right there. Begin building your expectation by seeing him do something in you that couldn't be done before, because you prevented it from happening. But now you're ready to go. Release yourself so that you can go to a new depth of activation and execution because he loves you. Because he loves you. See him opening your eyes to a new depth of how he loves you that you've never caught before. Tell your head to get out of the way. Tell your mind to get out of the way that you want to go with God to a new depth of how he loves you. In the name of Jesus. We worship you, Jesus. We worship you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, we give you praise. Come on, say amen.
Amen.
All right, look at John 16. I'm just about done. Look at John 16. Look at John 16. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. You know, I remember the time God said to me, Mark, what you know as normal will no longer be normal for you. Well, I couldn't even wrap my head around that statement right there. What are you talking about? What are you meaning? What I know as normal. What you've been experiencing and what you've been living as what's regular to you, son, will no longer be regular. So what God starts doing, he starts changing your appetites. See, like what you just prayed, open my eyes to a new depth of how you love me. You start craving to find out what that depth is all about. And then you'll start hearing him talk to you in your everyday moments. Watch this. And it could be a moment to where you're putting down yourself or you're blaming yourself and God will speak. Sometimes that speaking will come as a knowing or it'll come as an intrusive thought to your mind and he'll tell you, that's not how I love you. Why are you accepting that? He'll tell you, I love you too much. I never talk about you like that. Why are you talking about yourself? Why are you calling yourself crazy? Why are you calling yourself dumb? Why are you calling yourself this or that instead of what I call you? And then sometimes you may be driving or you could be in a grocery store or watching TV and all of a sudden an overwhelming sensation of love will come on you. And it's God saying, I just want you to know I love you. And you just start crying. You just start weeping. Because you sense him.
Yes, sir.
Jesus.
Yes, sir.
Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty. The Lord mighty in battle. Lord, open my eyes to a new depth of how you love me. Cause me, Lord, to go to a new depth of activation and execution because of your love for me. You'll stop being religious. This thing will become more real. Let's end with this. Let's end with this. John 16. Everyone say, He is the King of glory. Now, in John 16, here's what you got to understand before I read the scripture. God's glory is always greater than whatever we are facing. Write it down. You got to write it down. Everyone say, He is the King of glory. So this is what you're writing. God's glory is always greater than whatever we are facing. God's glory is always greater than whatever we are facing. Jesus is the King of glory, the Lord strong and mighty, the God of the angel armies, who will cause you to rise, rule, and reign above any challenge you face.
Yes, Lord.
Everyone say, God's glory,
God's
is always greater,
than whatever I am
facing. The King of glory to us, he is the hope of heaven. That's why you always have hope. So we have the hope of heaven to see us through the hardships we will face on earth. So in spite of struggles here on earth, the good news is that the King of glory has come in the name of the Lord, and he's committed to you and I. Say amen, somebody.
Amen.
All right, John 16, verse 33. One verse. It says this. Jesus said from the King James Bible, "These things I have spoken unto you, that in me," the King of glory, "in me you might have peace. In the world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world." Now, here's what I want you to know. When he was riding on that colt and donkey into Jerusalem and the triumphal entry, he was carrying this revelation, and he hadn't even died yet. He says, "I have overcome the world." He was in expectation of rising so you and I could overcome. I don't think you see it. You got to understand that their celebration was beneath the revelation he was carrying for them. Don't you allow the glory Jesus has for you to be wasted by you not experiencing it, exploring it, encountering it, and watch this, being elevated in life because of it. He's the King of glory. Watch this. For me, for you.
Yes.
You got to see this. And I know this is how we will approach life. That jubilant celebration we had when we started this morning, people will tell you, well, you can't live like that, or you can't live in that all the time. You know why they tell you that? Because they haven't caught a revelation of how to. So now they bring you down to their understanding, and you've accepted it. So you'll repeat it. You can't live on a high all the time. You can't live on a mountain all the time. You got to come through the valley sometimes. So sometimes I'm up and sometimes I'm down. And then sometimes I'm almost level to the ground. And you make that your perception of life and your understanding about life. But watch it. The King of glory still rode in triumphantly. And he came in triumphantly into your life. Let's end with this so you can see this. I'm going to read John 16, 33 from the Amplified Classic. If you got your smartphones or your devices, I want you to pull this up so you can see it. Get it real quick, because this was worth your coming today. He was carrying this when he rode in that triumphal entry into Jerusalem. Glory to God. And he's still carrying this. It's more real now because it has been manifested. So, look at John 16, 33 from the Amplified Classic, the AMPC. Jesus said, "I have told you these things so that in me you may have perfect peace and confidence." So stop right there. Everyone look up here. So you have to begin releasing faith to live that portion of the verse. He says, "I have told you these things so that in me you may have," say have.
Have.
"You may have perfect peace and confidence." When are you going to start living that way? Somebody say right now. Okay then. Right. But you got to start. You got to release in your faith. Stop allowing yourself to forfeit this when he has made it available to you. Look at this. I have told you these things so that in me you may have perfect peace and confidence. So now that's God's will for you, to have perfect peace and confidence. No. Hear me. That's God's will for you now, to have perfect peace and confidence. Well, I don't have enough money. It's God's will for you to have, in that situation with not enough money, you're to have perfect peace and confidence. That means more money doesn't give you perfect peace. You already got it before the money. So now you can call for the money with authority because your peace is not disrupted. Amen. Look what it says. In the world, you have tribulation and trials and distress and frustration. Everyone say, Jesus didn't lie.
Jesus didn't lie.
Okay, so he already told you that's in the world. Listen, but you're in him, the King of glory. So look what he says. But be of good cheer. You done lost half the church. Because they're focusing on where they are. They say, I'm in the world where the tribulation is, the trials, the distress, and frustration. I had some of that yesterday. No, you can't do that. You got to look what he says. He says, but be of good cheer. So right now, you're going to have to begin right now, releasing your faith to live every day. Start today. Live the rest of this day in a place of, I choose to be of good cheer. My cheerfulness, my joy is not based upon how people respond to me. It's not based upon how situations are around me. It's based upon what I have in Jesus, because he is the King of glory. Look what it says. But be of good cheer. So write these four things down. Here is the image of victory for the believer. Number one, you're to take courage. Be courageous. That's the image of victory for the believer. Be courageous no matter what you're facing. Good times, bad times. Be courageous. Number two is right there. Be confident. Be confident. Confidence is the absence of fear and doubt. Lord, I trust you. Be confident. So number one, be courageous. Number two, be confident. Number three, be certain. Stop being double-minded. Be certain. Well, what is certain? It's having an assurance. Here's a word some of y'all need to hear today. Being certain is simply being settled. It's time for you to be settled. Some of y'all have been in a state of transition for so long, you don't know how to settle yourself. But today, choose to be certain, be settled. I sense now, you know, in the realm of the spirit of the body of Christ in this season, that there is a settling taking place. That those who've been in transition and they didn't know which way was up, and they feel like there was no security, no stability, God is settling them. Things haven't changed, but something has occurred on the inside that's given birth to a change. Write yourself a note. I'm giving birth to a change in my life. I'm giving birth to a change in my life. I'm giving birth to a change in my life. I'm giving birth to a change in my life. So number one is take courage. Be courageous. Number two, be confident. Number three, be certain. And number four is be undaunted. Be undaunted. How can I be this way? Because the King of glory glory to God, he has caused me to be able to be at the place where I'm not shook, I'm not bewildered, I'm not frustrated, I'm not confused. I have a different approach to life. So you'll hear, I'm going to go real quick to end this, and you'll hear this on the rebroadcast, so you'll get it then. God's glory is his goodness. It's his manifested goodness. God's glory, too, is his manifested presence. God's glory is also his manifested power to change any situation. And then watch this. God's glory is his people. Say, that's me.
That's me.
God's glory is his people being all that he intended for them to be. Hallelujah. Now, Satan is always operating. You need to put this down in your notes. Satan is always operating with distractions, deceptions, divisions, deterrence, discord, and deficiencies. Satan is always operating with, number one, distractions. So don't give in to the distraction. Don't let people get you involved in a drama.
Amen.
And don't you pick up drama on the job or nowhere else.
That's it.
Satan is always operating with, number one, distractions. Number two, deceptions. Don't you dare have a conviction on misinformation. You get to the truth. Say, I will not be deceived.
I will not be deceived.
And a lot of times, we as believers, we're deceived that we're right when we're actually wrong. Because we're not even in agreement with the Bible. We're not in alignment with the Bible. So if my action or my thought or my words are not in alignment with the Word of God, I'm deceived if I think I'm right. Okay, so Satan is always operating with distractions, deceptions. Number three, divisions. Don't allow him to cause you to be divided. You know God is all about unity and togetherness, oneness. Everyone say this, I must protect the harmony.
I must protect the harmony.
Protect the harmony. So those who have been counseled by me in my marriage sessions, they've always heard me say this. It doesn't make a difference who's right or who's wrong. Just keep the devil out. Satan is always operating with, number one, distractions, number two, deceptions, number three, divisions, number four, deterrence. He's always going to create a situation or stir up a situation that will deter you. Don't give in to any closed door. Because Jesus, the King of Glory, has opened a door for you that no man can close. A deterrence. What's a deterrence? An obstacle. Opposition. Your deterrence might be somebody who has just come out and say they don't like you. And you don't even know why. You didn't do anything to them. Well, don't stop looking at them in the natural and understand there's a spirit working behind them. That's the adversary coming at you because he likes to get two for one. So he gets that person and he wants to get you too. Don't give in to deterrence. Listen, stop taking things personal. All right. Number one, Satan is always operating with distractions. Number two, deceptions. Number three, divisions. Number four, deterrence. Number five, discord. Don't get into arguments, bickering. Stop arguing. Stop bickering. Discord. And then finally, the last one is, it's a big one, y'all. He's always operating with deficiencies. He wants to cause you to make you feel like you're not enough or you don't have enough. Deficiencies.
Jesus.
And what he does is he's sowed these seeds because he purposes to get your eyes off of the goodness of God. And it's the goodness of God that leads people to repentance. It's the goodness of God that sustains us in our darkest moments in life. Say amen.
Amen.
While the enemy wants you living in fear, doubt, and unbelief, it's the goodness of God that calls for you to obey Psalms 24, verses 8 and 10. Who is this King of Glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of Glory. So let him in. Who is this King of Glory? The Lord strong and mighty. The Lord mighty in battle. So live that way.
Everyone say, I'm not by myself.
I'm not by myself.
So say this. Say, in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I am never powerless.
I am never powerless.
I am never lonely.
I am never lonely.
I am never without.
I am never without.
Because of the King of Glory.
Has positioned me
in my life
in a triumphant place.
I can't lose
with the stuff God uses.
Give him praise. Come on, give him praise. Give him praise. Come on, stand on your feet. Glory to God. Thank you for letting me just share that with you today. Praise God.
We truly hope you enjoyed this teaching by Pastor Mark Roberson of Faith Word Fellowship. Please visit us at one of our two locations. If you're in Buffalo, New York, or surrounding areas, please visit us at Faith Word Fellowship International. And if you're in the St. Catharines, Ontario, or surrounding areas, please visit us at Faith Word Fellowship Canada. To learn more about Faith Word Fellowship, or to contact Pastor Mark, or to even access other teachings by Pastor Mark, please visit us at www.faithwordfellowship.org. And always remember, one word from God, and you will never be the same again.